Global retirement trends and their implications for South Africa. Retirement systems around the world are undergoing significant transformation as governments, regulators, and pension funds respond to aging populations, fiscal pressures, and the growing need to improve retirement outcomes. While each country's retirement framework is unique, common themes are emerging globally: stronger governance, greater transparency, fund consolidation, broader investment opportunities, and a heightened focus on member outcomes. These trends offer valuable lessons for South Africa as it continues to strengthen its retirement savings landscape. One of the most notable global developments is the consolidation of retirement funds. In the United Kingdom, reforms have encouraged smaller pension schemes to merge into larger entities capable of delivering stronger governance, lower operating costs, and wider investment opportunities. Policymakers increasingly view scale as a way to improve efficiency and enhance member outcomes. Similar changes have been seen in South Africa, where many employers have moved from standalone retirement funds into umbrella funds. However, international regulators are making it clear that cost reduction alone is not enough. Trustees and fund managers are increasingly expected to demonstrate how governance structures, investment decisions, and retirement strategies create measurable value for members. South Africa already benefits from a well-developed regulatory framework, but the focus is shifting towards ensuring that governance keeps pace with increasingly sophisticated investment markets and member needs. Collective Defined Contribution, CDC. Another important international development is the emergence of Collective Defined Contribution, CDC, pension arrangements. Introduced in the UK, CDC schemes combine elements of traditional defined benefit and defined contribution plans. Instead of guaranteeing a pension, they pool investment and longevity risk among members while targeting a retirement income. This structure has the potential to provide more stable retirement outcomes and reduce the burden of complex investment decisions placed on retirees. Although South Africa has not adopted CDC arrangements, the concept is attracting attention because of increasing concern about the risks retirees face when managing their own savings. As more South Africans enter retirement through living annuities, questions are being raised about whether pooled retirement income solutions could offer greater certainty and improve long-term financial security. Defined benefit market developments. The defined benefit, DB, pension sector has also experienced significant changes internationally. Rising interest rates and strong investment returns have improved the financial position of many pension funds, moving large numbers of schemes from deficit into surplus. This has shifted policy discussions away from deficit recovery towards surplus management and long-term planning. In the UK, trustees are increasingly required to establish clear endgame strategies, including whether schemes should continue operating independently, transfer liabilities to insurers, or consolidate into larger structures. Legislative changes are also creating more flexibility around the use of pension surpluses, provided member interests remain protected. While South Africa's retirement system differs significantly, these developments highlight the importance of proactive funding strategies and long-term sustainability. Investment reform and productive finance. Investment reform represents another major theme in global retirement systems. Governments in countries such as the UK, Australia, and Canada are encouraging pension funds to allocate more capital toward productive assets, including infrastructure, renewable energy, and private markets. These investments offer the potential for improved long-term returns while also supporting broader economic development. South Africa has followed a similar path. Amendments to Regulation 28 have increased flexibility for retirement funds to invest in infrastructure and alternative assets. This creates opportunities for greater diversification and supports domestic development goals. However, international experience demonstrates that success depends not on policy changes alone but on rigorous governance, prudent manager selection, and effective risk management practices. Global concentration, a growing investment challenge. Perhaps the most significant challenge facing retirement funds today is the growing concentration of global equity markets. Major stock market indices have become increasingly dominated by a small group of large United States technology companies. While these firms have generated exceptional returns, they have also increased concentration risk within many supposedly diversified portfolios. For South African retirement funds, offshore investment remains essential for diversification, but trustees must look beyond simple geographic allocation. Understanding underlying sector, country, and company exposures is becoming increasingly important. A portfolio may appear diversified on the surface while still relying heavily on a narrow group of companies for its performance. As history has repeatedly shown, periods of market concentration do not last forever, and resilient portfolios should be designed to perform across a variety of market conditions. A more transparent and data-driven system. Technology is also playing a larger role in retirement systems. The UK's implementation of pension dashboards aims to improve member engagement by allowing individuals to view all their retirement savings in one place. Such initiatives encourage transparency, improve data quality, and help members make more informed retirement decisions. Globally, regulators are placing greater emphasis on digital engagement, communication, and accessibility to strengthen retirement planning outcomes. Member outcomes remain the ultimate measure. Despite these reforms and innovations, member behavior remains one of the most important drivers of retirement success. Strong governance and investment performance cannot fully compensate for inadequate savings rates, poor preservation habits, or insufficient retirement planning. South Africa continues to face challenges in these areas, although reforms such as the two-pot system have increased engagement and awareness of long-term retirement savings. Ultimately, the lessons emerging from leading retirement systems are clear. Successful retirement outcomes depend on a combination of strong governance, effective member engagement, appropriate investment strategies, and sufficient savings behavior. While South Africa does not need to replicate international reforms exactly, it can benefit from applying the underlying principles in a locally relevant way. The future of retirement provision will require retirement funds to be larger, more transparent, better governed, and increasingly focused on delivering real value to members. South Africa already has a robust regulatory foundation. The challenge now is to ensure that governance, investment implementation, and member behavior work together to deliver sustainable retirement outcomes for future generations. Fraser Price Plus posts. Bio: Eugene Botha, Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Momentum Investments. Plus posts. Bio: Eugene Botha. Unraveling the mystery behind the anemic expansion of passive investments in South Africa. Eugene Botha. How investors can maximize their retirement savings. Eugene Botha. Investment risk from a client's perspective.